This time, for instance, something very extraordinary happened. You know, as I always tell you, we can only speak of Baba's love. We have never had experiences. We can't tell you about, you know, the things that have happened to us as they're known as experiences. Well, there's no experiences we can speak of, no achievements we can speak of, except to his love. And that is... But now, since in last years, once in a while, I get a voice, a very clear voice, particularly in the morning as I wake up. It's like in a clear space, in a vacuum that's absolutely clear, a very clear thought rings out, you know, it's a voice. And sometimes it's happened not only in the morning. We were in Guru Prasad when we went for our three-week holiday, our yearly holiday in the summer to Pune. So when we were in the Guru Prasad Memorial, as I was bowing down, out of nowhere, this thought, this voice comes unexpected, uninvited, like you're in a room and suddenly the door opens and somebody comes in and you say, oh, hello, well, where did you come from? And this thought voice, this time was, God is not a plus. What does it mean, God is not a plus? Very clear. Then, as soon as we went out, I realized that we are so apt to put God last. We say, well, there's this plus that, plus our own needs, our wants, plus our desires, plus this, and plus God. Zero plus zero plus zero plus zero plus God. But what it should be is God plus this. He doesn't take it all off. We're not prepared for that. But at least put it first. It's God plus this, plus that, plus whatever it is. But at least as lovers, we must put Him foremost. You know? That is what is meant by giving everything to Him. The first thing in the morning, when I bow down, my only prayers, let the day be, let every moment of the day be as would please you. Or as you would want. That's leaving it to me. Of your own, when you take anything onto yourself and do things of your own, don't wait for directions on an alphabet board. You know, get it. That was very difficult for us, believe me. I mean, I'm talking, but that doesn't mean that we have gone through something like after Baba dropped his body. It has been very difficult for us. This point, thing that I'm telling you about, we were so used to following Baba's directions. Every moment, every breath of our life, every action, everything, we didn't do a thing without Baba's telling us to do it, Baba's direction, or Baba's order, or Baba's... And then suddenly we found that we had to make decisions, you know? Should we do this or should we do that? And we didn't know. And we didn't always get the right decision. No amount of saying we'll have the intuition and he'll... No, it didn't. We have to learn also the hard ways. But then you learn that the balance of to differentiate that. All you have to do is, what would please Baba? And you will always know. You know, intrinsically you would know. Not the details, but the root of it you will know. No, this would not please Baba. This would please it. So, just now, little Amun, Pau's grandson, came and said Gideon had kicked him. So Gideon was sitting there, and Amun was right next to me after a while. And Amun again pointed at him and said, No. Gideon would never do that. You know why? Gideon is a Baba boy. He would never do that. Would you, Gideon? And I said to Amun, you know why he wouldn't do that? Because he knows it wouldn't please Baba. And Gideon listening in, she said, you'd only do what would please Baba. Isn't that right, Gideon? And Amun played along with me because I winked at